Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the Secretary Treasurer of the Beef Board, it's my job to give you a brief report on the Beef Board's financial statements through June 2012. The Board's financial statements are located in the folder you received for this meeting. Page 1 contains the Beef Board's financial highlights as of June 30th. This is a good place to get an overview of the Board's financial situation. I will cover most of these financial highlights during my presentation. Page 2 contains a graph of the Board's revenues for the first 9 months of each year since 1998. The graph shows that year-to-date revenues in 2012 are about equal to last year and a little higher than year-on-year revenues in fiscal year 2009, which was the lowest recorded revenue collected by the Board since 1987, the inaugural year of the program. I'll talk more about the Board's revenues in a minute. Page 3 presents the summary of the Board's FY 2012 amended budget of $42.1 million. This schedule also presents the Board's total budget of $53.3 million. The total budget includes the remaining budgets for all open projects that were funded this year and in prior years. Page 4. Page 4 presents the Board's statement of assets and liabilities as of June 30th. Cash and short-term investments increased by $1.9 million during 2012 to $21.6 million as of June 30th. CBB continues to invest in U.S. government agency securities and certificates of deposit that are FDIC insured, both with maturities of 1 year or less. These investments comply with the Agricultural Marketing Service investment policy, which all commodity boards are required to follow. The weighted average yield of our investments was about 0.33% as of June 30th, and this has not changed over the past year. The board reserve of $4.35 million is unchanged from the last year. Our reserve was established to be used as the board deems necessary with approval of USDA. There are $2.9 million in additional funds available for next year. That will be included in CBB's budget for FY 2013. Additional funds result from any funds not allocated to programs in the previous year, plus unspent dollars from project budgets that were completed under budget during the current year. Funds appropriated for budgeted expenditures represent funds collected by the board that are available for budgeted expenditures as of June 30th, but not yet paid by the board. Page 5 is the board's statement of revenues and expenses. Assessment revenues collected as of June 30th were $32.5 million. That is up slightly from last year at this time. Collections received for domestic assessments have decreased $374,000, or 1.3%. Importer revenues have increased by $505,000, or 11.9%, compared to last year at this time. Interest revenues of $31,000 were slightly lower than last year. This decrease is the result of a decrease in average investment balances. Other income of $83,000 consists of late fees on assessments and refunds from contractors. Total program expenses for the first 9 months of fiscal year 2012 were $29.3 million, marking an increase of $2.4 million compared to last year. This increase is the result of the timing of payments to contractors rather than a true increase in overall expenses. USDA oversight costs are slightly higher in 2012 as of June 30. Administration expenses paid during the first 9 months of FY 2012 were $1.2 million. This is $92,000 lower than last year. This decrease resulted primarily from a decrease in legal fees, consulting fees, and other general administrative expenses. That concludes the financial report. If you have any questions about the June financials, please call me or Catherine Ayers at the CBB office. Now I would like to present the fiscal year 2013 CBB budget as recommended by the Operating Committee and the Beef Board Executive Committee. The recommended budget for the Beef Board is shown on the screen. The budget consists of authorization request budget, in other words, the amount that will be available to the Operating Committee for program expenses, and that is recommended at $39.1 million. Evaluation, $179,000. Program development, $200,000. USDA oversight, $303,000. And administration, $1.97 million. The total recommended budget for FY 2013 is $41.77 million. It is $353,000 lower than the 2012 budget due to a decrease in projected revenues. If this is not your first meeting, you have probably noticed that the presentation of the program budget looks different than in previous years. So I would like to explain. In prior years, the recommended budget has been presented to the board at the summer meeting based upon specific program areas such as promotion, research, consumer information, and etc. However, when the budget was being developed this year, it became apparent that the total of the proposed authorization requests was going to be about $4.3 million more than the total available funds. This is primarily due to the low revenue projections for fiscal year 2013, resulting from the decrease in the herd size. Rather than attempt to allocate the available funds by program area, the Budget Committee's recommendation only contains the total budget for authorization requests. Your review of the proposed ARs presented by the contractors in your committee meetings this week will provide valuable feedback to the contractors and the operating committee as they prepare for the September meeting where project-by-project funding is decided. As in prior years, you will be asked in September to review and approve the revised budget by program area based upon the actions of the OC at that September meeting. The remaining budget elements were reviewed and recommended by the CBB and Federation members of the Joint Budget Committee and the Operating Committee and the CBB Executive Committee. The Joint Budget Committee and the Operating Committee have recommended adoption of this preliminary budget. Mr. Chairman, I now make a motion for the approval of the preliminary budget by the full Beef Board.